afraid our star reporter is going to have to disappear.
This is
Superman! Come on. Where does all this come from, Bryce?
The components of Carter's mind. But he's adding to it. It's computer generated, whatever it is.
Looks like Edison.
Translated as data.
Two minds, but with one single memory.
Same pair.
We haven't done anything.
You don't have to have done anything.
Hey, Mr. Bruegel. Just as long as you're a perfect match.
Keep going. Go on.
There's no way out!
Over here!
Dr. Mason will be pleased. She's the very thing.
Nightingale.
She's close. I think she's what you need.
Miss Fulmi, listen to me. Your colleague, Dr. Moon, is adamant. This is the last transplant Mother can withstand. We may lose her body, but I will have her mind. By whatever means, you will obtain that max headroom computer regeneration process. Now, fail me and I will finish Cheviot. I will ruin him. And you in particular know I can.
As my investigation continued, I found a wall of silence. The authorities didn't want to talk about it. No one would admit anything. Penetrating the security around this story has not been easy. But now I can reveal just what is happening here. The truth will only hurt the guilty. The guilty know who they are and can hide no longer.
And for the first time in years, I can now reveal the original design projections for this mysterious facility. This is what you're sitting on. Beneath you are thousands of tons of such terrifyingly lethal material that previous generations hid them and threw away the key. So dangerous were they that they were buried beneath the ground on which this city now stands.
I have Chairman Tate Singh of the Sixth Corporation, Mr. Cheviot.
Go away. But this problem will not go away.
Ohio Gazamas, Dozo Yoroshiko.
Do business. We have noticed the downward trend in ratings since Rupert's work discontinued.
We feel this trend is very small, Chairman.
Size of Chairman irrelevant. Mr. Kyoko, please.
This analysis, however, illustrates one remarkable ratings escalation. We wish to purchase this presenter for our next product array burst.
Gentlemen, as our foremost client, we naturally place you in first position. Which presenter is this?
He is named Max Hedrum.
We will await your call, Mr. Cheviot.
We are one of the unlucky generations. We are the children who have been left to play in the poisonous backyard our parents decided not to tell us about.
Formby. How is Bryce's Max Hedrum project progressing?
I'm moving him as fast as possible, but he's got real problems. Max is very uncooperative.
Then we have a problem, Julia. Zigzag wants him for their new promotion. Today.
Today?
Edison Carter on Network 23 with the show that asks the questions others are afraid to ask.
Good show. Terrific show. Great work. Good show. Good. You. Great show.
Why?
And look at these calls. They're pouring in.
Are you going to run a follow-up?
Already in hand, and we're going to go all the way in show two.
Strong story, Murray. Congratulations. Splendid start for your series.
Thank you, sir. I think,
My feeling is we should go for a follow-up. Really chase this one.
I'll certainly do that.
Congratulate Edison for me. Very good job.
I certainly will. Thank you. It's tough at the top. Always one step ahead.
Just give me some Edison memory first.
Edison's first kiss.
Great, great.
And for your data file, Bryce. That's a girl. And there's another one. Of sorts.
Having fun?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Formby.
Miss. Now, how ready is he?
Not very.
Ah, Mrs. Formby. Have you seen Edison? I want to know
that
a certain night that I can't remember with any certainty. All I get is a headache and a fuzzy hole in my memory.
Meg.
How would you feel about making Max available to a principal client?
Well, if they don't care when he comes or goes or what he says or does, that'd be fine.
Max is being difficult, I told you.
And so is Zigzag. Let's get Bryce on this now.
But the problem, he needs a rest to evaluate them. Bryce could tackle the problem fresh.
There's only one problem, to maintain this network's reputation. I'm surprised that you, of all people, should consider anything more important than that.
Damn it, Boykel. Can't you be more discreet?
Discreet? Meet Dr. Mason. Are you discreet when you dismantle her?
Doc, do you keep all the best bits? Right in time, Patrick.
How often am I wrong, Dr. Mason?
It's possible.
But unlikely. Take your type. I know your type very well. Shall we check your type, Dr. Mason?
Check him.
Check him.
Check him.
shame about her back. It was a lovely back, Matt.
The loudest sound in the universe is the last heartbeat.
Murray? This guy just won't take no for an answer. He insists on talking to Edison. Theora,
get this, will ya?
Okay.
Okay, party's over. Come on, let's get to it. Come
on. Can I help you?
I have to speak to Edison Carter.
I'm afraid network policy doesn't allow that. I can take a message. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Let's see if she's got what we need.
And quickly.
Night, Theora.
Good night, Jack.
Wherever he is.
According to a government spokesman, I guess it fired before clearing its holster. The rogue cannon is also suspected of being responsible last week for the loss of two network TV satellites. But the spokesman, maybe it just got bored.
Edison.
Oh, hi, Theora. You sold the party?
Edison Carter?
Yes, this is Edison Carter.
Are you alone?
Theora. Theora. Hello? Hello?
Look, I'll have the key in his number.
Do it.
Oh! Edison! Vincent McCain.
That's more than I can say for him. You did the wrong thing, friend. Theora hates violence.
Don't push it. You can have it now, or you can have it right. I can't work faster. Edie, how's she holding up?
No problem. She's a fine specimen. I just hope the old lady is worth the waste.
Now, just what did you intend to do with this?
It's not loaded. I wouldn't have harmed her.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. I had to get to Mr. Carter. We're not from the city. We don't know people. The Metro cops never would have listened to me. Anyway, I can't afford to buy law.
Who's we?
Me and Raina. We're from the river. We come in town to sell blood at the body bank. She's got a rare group and they pay well. We were heading home. They just took her.
Okay. Take it easy. Now, what happened out there?
There's this story. Rumor. It's all it is. People are disappearing from the fringes. It's always a van. These two freaks. They're stealing people, Mr. Carter. Stealing bodies. It's organized. It's vicious. It's always girls. They've got Raina.
Give me another reaction.
Finalists from Poland and Ireland are ready to play.
Hello, Bryce. Theora Jones here.
Hello, Miss Jones.
Listen, Bryce, I'd like clearance and link to the personality templates on the Diogenes program, please.
Of course. It's 02622, file set 1885.
Great, thanks.
Here we go. Now I'll need some physical details, Mel. Right, male Caucasian. Age?
25, maybe 30.
Hair?
In bunches.
chin?
Sharp.
Okay, now the other one.
Thing of beauty is a joy forever.
Right, now Raina and then the van.
I can see why you wouldn't want to lose her, Mel. Kira, let's have a hard copy of her in the van, and we'll start looking for her.
She types perfectly. Now, let's get her down to cryogenics and start the freeze down. We're hurrying.
We can't do that. There's a body already on.
Bajita.
When will you begin the extraction?
Cryogenics are backed up. I'll have to free another body. An hour at most.
I need that pituitary now. Crash, freeze, or anything. Mason, one word from these people and we'll end up as spares in our own body bank. Dump the other body, bill it to us. There's no time left for niceties, Mason.
Van went east. We get nothing here.
I have the local satellite map. Looking for the route of the van.
Okay, Control M.
You're standing on my porch, Edison.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Busy, my friend?
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody.
You're gonna need some wheels.
Just how serious is this problem with Max? I mean, confidentially, Bryce, the Zigzag Corporation's very interested in Max.
Interested in me?
Me? Mm-hmm.
Oh, why not me? I want an audience? I like an audience.
Shut up, Max.
Bryce.
Not a simple...
It's a simple game show, audience. Everyone. Oh, heaven.
Shut up.
Is there nothing you can do to control him?
Well, we're not dealing with a technical problem anymore. Max has inherited all Edison's personality, but so far none of his self-control. Unfortunately, he just doesn't relate to me. He seems to want Edison all the time.
Are you saying he would talk sense to Carter?
He might.
Perhaps so.
Dump that body, whoever it is for. We are bringing this one down for a crash freeze. We will risk the tissue damage. We only need the pituitary gland.
What?
Bring the print. Leave the camera. Learn.
Oh, I think he went over there.
Safe under lock and key.
Safer under a blanket.
Brilliant. I'll go to satellite.
It's Rick. Hi, Pacho. Is Reg about?
You got anything?
Just my contagious smile.
He went home.
A girl named Pacho?
Reg doesn't like Dominique to know.
That was my favorite blanket!
Annoying, isn't it?
Losing a Vidicam is a hanging offense at 23.
Well, hang loose.
Still nothing from Formby, eh?
We dare not risk damaging the girl by rushing the process.
I don't care about the Fringer woman. Do what you want to her. But if Mother dies before the Max Headroom process gets here and we can't ensure that her mind lives on, your body bank will be swarming with Metro cops in minutes. Now, you wouldn't want them to know what's really happening in there, would you?
I'll get Mason. If he can't move her to freeze down, we'll arrange immediate collection.
We will transfer direct.
Edison? Control to Edison. Edison, are you there? Damn! Edison!
This is a network linker. It's a bit out of your league, isn't it, Paula?
So, what'd you trade for it? What's that?
It's a book.
Well, what's that?
It's a non-volatile storage medium. It's very rare. You should have one.
Stop it!
Reg?
Oh. Hello, Dominique.
Why on earth did you switch off Edison? Edison, come on. Come on.
Edison, Carter, report to control.
So, what's the drama? Edison okay?
His camera's gone down.
No.
I can't even get an audio link. It's a nuisance, not a crisis.
Yeah, we got one of those too. I just spoke with Cheviot. They need Max for a big promotion. According to Bryce, he won't play. Cheviot's furious.
And Max said he won't talk to anyone unless he speaks to Edison first.
And we've lost Edison.
Yep.
That's great. Fiora, the producer's lot is, it's not a happy one.
Transfer direct.
Transfer direct? But she's still alive.
You must do what he say.
For me, we are desperately short of time. Mother must get the Max Hedron regeneration process now.
I'm moving as fast as I can. Now listen, Plantagenet. Our major client has also demanded the Max Hedron process right now. I can't just walk away with it. I must be very careful. I dare not risk the network finding out about it. Now, please. Please, just give me a little more time.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Zigzag. The corporation that makes you give away your money the nicer way. And here's something for the man who has nothing
in this world.
Why not buy him the attractive Zigzag Hold All? Hold All. Yes, the bag that makes you look as if you have at least something in the world. Plus a bag to carry
it. Look at the ratings.
Yes. But Zigzag caters for everyone. And especially if you want to check your lungs in here.
Good decision, Ben. Zigzag will be pleased. Ben, you saved the day.
It wasn't exactly a decision. Max just appeared. It's completely unpredictable. I'll have to see Bryce myself.
I think I better come.
Well, could
Gets
I?
Gets off, Ashwell.
Hi there, and welcome back to Network 23. Listen. You can forget all that stuff about Zigzag's burger packs. So don't go reaching for your old leather wallet. That's just what they taste
like.
Seriously, have you ever wondered why Zigzag burgers come in plastic packs?
Easy!
Some of the plastic rubs off in the burger and doubles the nutritional value.
Oh my God! Bryce! If you can't control him, get him off! Stop the thing now!
Get him off! From New Zealand. If they ever have any.
I tried to warn you, you know. I can't make him stop unless he wants to. He just self-activates. He thinks it's a game, you see? Everything he sees is just television. He could go on like this for hours.
Kill the power. Dump the computer. Pull every blasted plug in the building, but get him off.
Do you realize that means losing everything that is Network 23? The entire system is an interactive logic construct. We've programmed Instinct out. Communications, satellite nets, planning, personnel, decision-making, executive oversights, plumbing, ventilation, fire alarms, finance, all locked in. You kill the power and you're ordering the execution of your own network. Of course, there is an interim solution. We could dump the actual transmission codes and isolate the program long enough for me to erase him. Then Max will only exist in the program itself. Pretty simple, really.
If that's simple, Bryce, complexity must be awesome. However, at least it'll buy us time to get Carter to talk to Max.
Do it.
I'd better have the program software for safekeeping.
I'm sure it'll be quite safe, Bryce.
The Zigzag Automatic Bacon Straightener. Yes, yes. No longer will the curly pieces take longer to fry in the pan. Be rasher with your rasher.
This phone is reserved for complete bodies. Please unload and unlock. Parked vehicles will be silent. Small markets will sell food. Please have your bottom doors ready.
Blank Ridge, he'll know these guys you're looking for and a lot more. That's it. As far as I go, he's waiting on you.
Who is? What do I owe you, Rick?
Be nice to animals.
Weird.
Big time television. What have I been missing?
Welcome to Big Time Television. All day and every day, making tomorrow seem like yesterday.
Now, remember when we said there was no future? Well, this is it. Right. Next up, more of the same.
Dome. You smoke too much.
Reg, don't talk to me about personal habits. If you didn't nail your jeans to the floor at night, they'd escape.
Good boy.
Mind old Fang. Worst he can do is give you a sloppy lick. Come in.
Fang?
Yeah, we call the dog Fang. What's so strange about that? This is my mate Dominique. The boss.
Ricardo.
I'm Blank Reg.
Sorry about the mess.
Rick tells me you know everybody around here.
So. Bruegel and Marla. Evil. They need their heads riveted together. I think you stumbled on something very nasty, and I think I know what. Dom, bring us that item Paula brought in.
Edison Carter, report to control.
I think we should talk about the buyback on this, Squire, if you get my meaning.
Ridge?
Yeah. Control, Edison here. I'm back with you now.
Edison, at last. Stand by. I have Mr. Cheviot on the line.
Cheviot?
Go ahead, Mr. Cheviot.
Carter, last. We're having a problem here with your alter egotist, Max Headroom. He can't control these outbursts of his. In Bryce's words, Max is now a personality, not a process. It's his view that you could talk to him. Persuade him to cooperate. I want you to get back to the network at once.
I believe a girl's life is being threatened here. I can't just abandon an assignment to go and have a talk with Max, Mr. Cheviot. This is not a choice I'm prepared to make.
Damn it, I am not offering you a choice, Carter.
I've ordered your electronic surrogate switched off until you can convince him of his responsibilities.
Seems to think this network is some sort of toy. Now it's imperative that you return here at once and make him see sense.
Contact me immediately you arrive.
The Metro cops, they've broken up crooked body banks before.
Law? In the fringes? Justice is cash flow, my son.
What's the going rate for loyalty, Rich?
Cost a dog, mate.
Let's go have a talk with Mr. Bruegel and Mr. Mahler.
Mr. Bruegel?
Business is our business, sir.
Where is the regeneration software?
It's in the system. Obviously not here.
Come with me. Come with me.
Let's find out where you're going. Cerberus condo. Why is she taking you off there? I'm afraid I'm going to have to switch myself off. It's safer. Call it professional pride. Smell a rat.
I know. Why is he going to the monthly salaries file?
I want to become a corpse.
An easy transition in the right hands.
And I want to be delivered to a certain place.
Eternity?
You took a girl to a body bank today. And I want to go to the same one.
How sweet. Our privilege.
Rest in peace, Mr. Carter. Go quietly into your grave.
A gift, Dr. Mason. Enjoy.
Just answer. Where's the girl in the street, gentlemen?
Treachery! Traitor to the mother!
What's the mother? Talk.
Physician, heal thyself.
Is for me.
Just let us run with it, Murray.
You have nothing to run with. We don't have a thing about who, where, anything.
Hey, Murray.
What?
Well, he's right.
Get me, Carter.
Edison, I've got Mr. Chevy on for you.
What now?
Carter.
Well, it's about time. Carter, I want to make it very clear that if you don't talk to Max, we're prepared to pull your show, and what's more, terminate your operating clearance code immediately. This will effectively stop you from using Network 23 resources for what seems to become your own purposes. I will not allow even you, Carter, to disobey my instructions.
Want me to choose between a girl's life and a job? You know my answer already. With respect, Mr. Cheviot, the priority is clear.
With respect, my priority is Max Headroom and this network. Now, I don't know anything about this girl. To help her, you need the network. And to have our support, you need your show. And the only way to keep that is to persuade Max to cooperate and present the exact promotion.
The priority is clear, Mr. Cheviot.
Now, look, Edison, let's back off here, okay? Now, you and Max are like one person. You have a mental umbilical. You're inseparable. You share experience, behavior, temperament, logic. Now, we all of us share a rather nasty problem. Solve it for everybody's sake, including this girl.
Fiora.
Yeah?
Get Max on.
Okay.
Let's lay it.
That's odd. He's not in his file.
Call Bryce.
Okay. Trace inhibited. Nothing.
The girl's ready. I can operate immediately. Then we will need the Max Headroom process.
Make this work for me. Save her, and you save your precious Cheviot. Otherwise, your mutual indiscretions will become public knowledge.
It's really quite simple. Once this little operation is over, we want you to repeat the process you applied to Mr. Carter on our respected patient here.
You must help me, Bryce. Your computer generation process is the only hope. You must generate her mind just as you generated Max from Edison Carter. She's very wealthy and powerful, you see.
This is not a choice. What will you need to replicate her after we complete the transplant?
But that girl's alive. You can't. I mean...
It's a map. It's a transport surface route depictor.
I know. It has no business here. That's even weirder. It's originating in monthly salaries.
Well, it's a restricted access. You won't get in there.
But you can root out from that file. If some clerk is in it and trying to clear with the wrong coding, it could be dumping on us. Edison could jam us until the idiot closes down.
Control! Control!
This is Control.
Not you. I'm trying to control myself.
Where are you sourcing?
I'm in accounts. I've been trying to find a deflection port. This one's just open. It's so dreary.
Max, this is very important. I have to talk to you.
Oh, what's on our mind?
What are you doing?
I'm linking to my terminal to access that regeneration software you need. That's the only one the command structure will obey. If I use this direct, my own security will dump me.
Just be very careful who you talk to.
Max, unless you cooperate with the network, they're going to kill my show. And with it, almost certainly a young girl. Max, please help me. And her.
Asking is just polite demanding.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
It should. It's one of yours.
I know.
I have a polite demand. A question.
Okay.
I want to know two things. One, why is there a fuzzy hole in my memory? And two, what is drinking king? And was it drinking that caused the fuzzy hole? Oh. Make that three things.
Okay. One, it was a graduation party. Two, it wrecks you. And three, yes, it was. In that order.
In that case, how many times did you graduate? There's a lot more I need to get straight.
What's that?
Counts.
I can see that. Why?
I'm going to requisition transport to bring it here. I need a purchase account. That's the system. As you presumably don't want this account traceable, I have to create a spurious file to open account code from Blanket later. Or I could access to your file if you like.
Don't be clever, Bryce.
Sorry. Rather thought that's why I was here.
Mm.
Hold on. There's someone in my file.
That's from the same file again. And there's something else, Edison. Look.
Too far, too far.
What's that?
Nothing. It's just a transportation selection file.
Max, where is this input sourcing?
Hold on.
I know that code. That's Bryce's code, the door code. This is from Bryce.
Why? Where?
The map. Look, and Raina's face from the identity template. This is all part of Max's program, Max's primary system. And Bryce must have watched our construction as it ran.
His wizard got it.
Murray?
You got it?
It has to be. Edison will need help.
4 men. Send to a condo. Go! Go!
Well, I'm in
the file that Bryce
is using.
Yes, I know.
And it would be so,
so
easy to access his route and...
Do it. Do it, Max.
What are you doing?
What are you doing with Bryce? Hi, Bryce. Here I am. I was right. I did smell a road.
Max, right. Here it is. I got that program online. That is what you wanted, isn't it?
That's cool.
I knew Bryce shouldn't have trusted her.
Edison, acknowledge control.
Almost there, control.
You have opposition. 2 doctors and Formby.
Formby, how do you know?
Max is looking at her right now.
What's she got to do with this?
I don't know. If we can locate Bryce, we might find out.
Okay, we're in and descending to the level.
My God, that entire level is owned by one person.
Thank you, Cheviot.
We're at the door. Give me the code.
Edison, quick. 506-274. Go.
Who are you?
For me?
How'd you know?
Max Hedrum told me.
Okay, Max, let's go.
Is this where I cooperate?
Yeah, if you're ever going to.
This is Max Hedrum presenting, courtesy of the 666 Zigzag Corporation, and Edison Carter Late Night Special. A show that answers the questions others dare not ask.
You're about to reveal how an organization in this city has been supplying the wealthy, the corrupt, and the privileged with organs taken from healthy young people.
The fringes of our city have been a living stockpile.
Grotesque form of biological engineering. Live spare parts.
Come with me.
Now, live and direct. As I told
you, go for it.
This is her.
And I'll be back in a few moments with more from Network 23.
They blackmailed me, Ben. They knew about you and me. I couldn't risk your reputation.
You took a terrible chance. Without Carter's tenacity, they might have succeeded. You would have been permanently vulnerable.
But we weren't. It's over.
We were over a long time ago, Julia.
I meant neither one of us were compromised. You have a network to run.
Yes, we do, Julia. Get Edwards in here. Sit down. We haven't had a ratings battle for a couple of minutes.
Stay tuned as the CEO and crew dive to new depths of adventure. Irwin Allen's voyage to the bottom of the sea. SFC next.